The top story today, the nation's peak cancer body is calling for an independent review into the world's most popular weed killer, which has been linked to cancer. Cancer Council Australia is concerned that there hasn't been a formal review in decades of the chemical glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup. The product is used on farms and gardens across Australia. The president of Interpol has quit after he was detained in China. In a statement, Interpol says it has received the resignation of Chinese national Meng Hongwei, who disappeared around a week ago. China's top anti-corruption body has confirmed that he's being held on suspicion of violating the law, but the organisation won't say what law has been violated. Federal police have found more than $57 million worth of MDMA hidden in a shipping container that arrived in Sydney from Turkey. Police say 496 kilos of the drug was concealed in four industrial mincing machines that docked in Port Botany last month. Three men have been charged with a range of offences, including importing and attempting to possess a commercial quantity of drug. And a petition criticising the New South Wales government's decision to allow promos for a horse race to be projected onto the Sydney Opera House has attracted more than 140,000 signatures. Critics have accused Premier Gladys Berejiklian of giving in to broadcaster Alan Jones, who lobbied on behalf of the racing industry.